Have you ever checked the performance of your uploaded videos? Who is watching your videos? Being a YouTuber, these information is essential. Optimizing these information can help you to create even better videos. And better videos can get you more viewers and can grow your business. Wondering about how to get these answers? No worries, it is possible through YouTube Analytics. In this guide, you will learn how to measure YouTube Analytics with some of its metrics. Let's dive right in. The very first thing that generally comes in our mind is why to choose YouTube over other social media platforms. Let me explain. With 1.9 billion active users and more than 30 million daily active users, YouTube is the second biggest search engine on the web. And trust me, more than 1 billion hours of videos are watched by people around us on YouTube every day. So, it is the best platform to get success in the online marketing business. Now let's understand YouTube Analytics. What is YouTube Analytics? YouTube Analytics is a tool through which you can measure the success of your efforts on YouTube marketing. You can also use it to monitor your progress, like calculating your increasing subscribers, video views, which video is working, and which flops. What are YouTube Analytics metrics? YouTube Analytics provides reports on areas like engagement, overview, audience, and reach. This report is created through metrics that YouTube employs. How to make use of YouTube Analytics? Constant improvement can give you YouTube success. This improvement can be measured through YouTube Analytics. Through this, you can enhance your content to get more views and success. You will get to know what attracts people to your content and what makes them ignore it. How to see YouTube Analytics? To access the dashboard of YouTube Analytics, you need to click on your profile picture present at the right side corner of your YouTube page. Then click on YouTube Studio. Now click on Analytics. There you will get four tabs: Overview, Engagement, Reach, and Audience. Click on any of them to get more information about it. Now let's see the 06 most powerful YouTube Analytics metrics which you can use to grow your channel. Subscriber count metrics. In general, the subscriber gets notification of the updates on your channel so that they can see, like, and share the content. It is the difference between a normal viewer and a subscriber. It is the subscribers on which a YouTuber depends for maximum views. To make it easy, the bell icon is introduced that will notify the subscribers when you post. Subscriber count report can show you your list of subscribers after every video. You can analyze which video makes more subscribers because the subscriber lost and the subscriber gained metrics is self-explanatory. Point 2. Watch time metrics. Watch time is an essential factor for the viewers to get suggested videos from YouTube. Every video gets views in normal. But in this digital era, engaging viewers for a longer time is possible only if the content is of higher quality. The average watch time for a video is different from the views a video gets. The estimated minutes watched is a metric which monitors the average time a viewer watches on a channel. Similarly, the average view duration is another metric that measures the average length of a video in seconds. It also informs you about the segment of the content where the viewer dropped off. According to this information, you can create high-quality content that will attract viewers for a longer time. Point 3. Audience reach metrics. Through audience reach metrics, you can analyze the views that your video has received, audience reach, and traffic. You can also monitor where this traffic came from. You can only talk about the reach if we talk about the impression that we got from the pictures, text, or any content that is shown on the user's screen. For better reach, you should optimize your channel with the interest of your subscribers and then try to drive views and clicks. Point 4. Audience retention metrics. Through this metric, you can monitor for how long your video holds the attention of the viewers, along with the drop-off rates for any of your videos. The audience retention metric tracks the time of the video, where the viewers leave. It can show you the quality of your content and help you improve it by indicating the part of your content that viewers did not like. You can use this information by adding a call to action at the drop-off time to achieve something from the video. You can use some video editing apps to improve your content quality and gain more audience reach. Point 5. Click-through metrics. Click-through metrics are used to monitor audience reach. It calculates your viewers out of your impressions. There is a card click-through rate placed in a video that will pop up at a certain time interval to prompt viewers to click on it to know more about the content. It is a customizable panel that will show you which card gets the maximum clicks and measures the rate of interaction. 6. Source of traffic metrics. These traffic metrics allows you to see where the traffic is coming from. It also monitors the viewers who take various steps to get your videos. After a discussion over YouTube analytics metrics, one more important thing I want to share here for you. In case if you face any issue regarding searching for content, ads, video types, etc. There is one software that can help you out. It is nothing but Power Ad Spy. Out of many ad management tools, Power Ad Spy is one of the best ad management tools that helps you search for ads according to your keyword. You can find the latest ads in just a matter of a few clicks. At the end, congratulations. You have learned a lot about YouTube analytics. Along with engagement, time, viewers, and reach, you can also watch the performance of your videos and grow your channel. And as I have said earlier, YouTube is one of the best social media marketing channels. It is the king of videos, where videos drive the majority of internet traffic. So which of the metrics you found the best? Please share your views below in the comment section. I feel glad to hear from you.